So I began my artistic pursuit in high school. I was a junior. That's when I started writing music and releasing it as Lou Beauty. And I've been writing music since I was in like middle school. But I never really had a way of recording and publishing that material, so that kind of got lost into the ether. But that all kind of was the building blocks to help start me up as a musician, as my own kind of independent songwriter. Yeah, so I'm just doing talent shows in junior high and high school. That's what really got me started as far as like performing and songwriting, being all like, yeah, okay, I need to have a good song to write and perform. What got me started as Lou Beauty was a film festival for students that I had to enroll in for a grade for one of my multimedia classes in high school. And one of the categories was original music video. And at the time, I was listening to a lot of like folk, like Bright Eyes and Neutral Milk Hotel. So I wanted to write something along those lines. But at the same time, I was also getting to 80s new wave a little deeper, like a New Order, Depeche Mode, The Cure. And my guitar actually had a broken string on it, my acoustic, that I wanted to use to write. So that didn't work. So I was like, okay, let me try to write a new wave tune. So that led to the creation of Pity, my official first song as Lou Beauty. Something that drives me is just, I just want to create stuff that I want to hear that hopefully other people like, but mainly I just want to satisfy my need to like, oh, you know, wouldn't it be great if there was a song that sounded like this? Wouldn't it be great if like this sound was out there? And I'm like, I just want to hear like that cool kind of like something, you know, something different. And I guess I want to get better in my own songwriting and my own like production. So just every time I write, every time I produce something, it's in an effort to really like better myself as a creator and as an artist. I guess personally, I'm inspired by Tyler, the Creator, Frank Ocean, Mac DeMarco. These are a lot of like, I guess, contemporary artists that are really like their work ethic really inspires me, because they're pretty self-made. And they have a very singular vision of what they want, and that's kind of how I want to model myself off of. But as far as musically, you know, I listen to a lot of like surf rock, 80s new wave, a lot of soul music, Chicano rock for sure. That's been the sound for a long time for me. But other than that, you know, it's just, yeah, mostly a lot of synth pop is what I'm trying to get into. Because I think that's what's always fun to make. I would recommend to stream the song Dragon Ball Durag by Thundercat. It's a new song, came out this year. It's off of his album, his latest album, It Is What It Is. A majority of that album is dedicated to the memory of his close friend, Mac Miller, who... That's a celebrity death that really deeply affected me as well. But this song out of the album is kind of like not an outlier, but it's just one of his classic tracks where it's like, it's very tongue-in-cheek, humorous, and just really funky. Like, the dude's a bassist, and he's one of the best bassists working right now. Like, I play bass in a lot of bands, so that's what I consider really my main instrument right now. But I love the track. It's hilarious. It's smooth. It's funky. You can vibe to it. You can dance to it. It's just such a great track, and I've been that's been on repeat for a while. So I guess one movie to recommend is, I just finally watched Uncut Gems, and that movie is nuts. It's crazy. And it's got a great performance from Adam Sandler. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, and the soundtrack's great. It's from one of my favorite artists, 10tricks.never. He does like this crazy like synthy sounding, just a great synth inspired soundtrack, and a lot of sounds like something out of Blade Runner or something. And it's a really good soundtrack with a really good story. It's very intense, very anxiety inducing. So it's a real nuts movie, and I'm still thinking about it. I'm probably gonna watch it again because it's finally digested. Because it takes a long time to like process once like what you've seen, and you gotta watch it in one sitting because it's crazy. But I recommend it for the acting, for the story. So I don't watch a lot of TV shows per se, but I do have like some favorite TV shows. But a lot of them are cartoons, so there's that. I would probably recommend watching a regular show, because there's just so much, and it's every episode's hilarious, and there's not a single bad episode, and it's great to watch these episodes and kind of watch them transition into a more storyline-based show. Like, especially the last, like, three seasons, I'd say they're very story-based. But it's funny, like, because when you watch, like, one episode, that, like, sets up another episode. So it's kind of all tied together, even though, like, you can kind of just watch any episode out of order. And on top of that, it's just crazy. It's just such a funny show. It's just, you know, it makes me feel good when I watch it. Five years from now, I see myself thinner in 5 years, but not too thin. Definitely. Baby, don't go. I'm going to nominate Allie Page. She is a close, dear friend of mine. I've done a lot of music with her. I've worked with her a lot. And she's just like one of the best people I know. Great artist. Like, she writes songs like crazy. So I would, and she's an artist in every sense of the word, like a photographer, painter. She does a lot. Yeah. So I would recommend talking to her next about what's going on. So yeah.